Hey, this is Michael Hutchinson, and you're listening to the Front Row Podcast.
And welcome to episode 36 of the Front Row Podcast. I have two special guests. One is Stephen Burns. Welcome to the broadcast.
Thank you. I'm happy to hear that I'm considered a special guest at this point. So.
And I have now Kevin Oh. Welcome to the broadcast.
I'm less special than Stephen, but I'm happy to be here nonetheless.
Okay, wait, guys. Thoughts on the Jets season so far?
So far, so good. What else are you going to say?
You can't really complain too much about the... I mean, you look at the standings, look at how the players are performing for the most part. Yeah, you can't say too much. I think things have been pretty solid overall.
It's tough to judge this year because of the weird schedule and playing the same teams over and over again. So it's different, right? What do you compare it to? It's hard to say this is where they're at, and this is, you can only play the games that you have in front of you, right? And play the teams that you're up against, and they've done okay. I think they're one of the top four teams, right? They're going to make the playoffs. I think we're all pretty confident in that. And that's the goal, right? Then we'll find out for real.
Nice. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. I kind of thought, like, I would say going into this, I thought the only team that would be better than them is Toronto, and that's pretty much how we've seen it shake out so far. So, overall.
They're right there, right? A 1-1 tie into shootout. Yeah. Like, they can play the Leafs dead even, and if Lowry and Kopp and Appleton play like they did the last couple games, I think they could shut down, you know, Matthews and Marner for the most part. And then hopefully Hellebuck makes the bigger save than the guy at the other end, and you're okay. Freddie Anderson's in there. Maybe the Jets get the win, right? He always gives up a softie at some point.
Oh, he's Garrett for one of those. I picked up Jack Campbell in fantasy, which just worked out for me there, but
not for the
couple games, unfortunately.
Ah, it's still early.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. How about you, Don? What do you think?
They're supposed to be playing today, but it's got postponed. So they got switched their games until tomorrow until with Ottawa. So I don't know. Every team has their ups and downs, right? So everyone gets through the rough patches, and so have your on-chart GMs out there where they want to see this player in or this player, or whatever, right?
Oh, yeah. I'd consider myself part of that armchair GM.
We all are. Consider ourselves all that, right?
Part of being a fan, you know. But, and I think just overall of the team, like, I was a little concerned at first. Like, they were winning, but they seemed like they were getting outplayed. But it seems like they've just, I think overall as a team, have started playing better over the past, you know, 10, 12 games. So I'm pretty happy to see that as well. But not that I was too concerned. Like, we were still winning and... scoring lots of goals, so that's what you want as a fan of the team, is to get those two things. So, but yeah, no, I'm pretty pleased with how the season's going, and I love this all Canadian division thing. I think it's awesome. I don't like seeing the Kachuk brothers this much, but
neither does Shea Weber after last night.
Oh God, wow. But quite the beating.
So yes, normally we see Brady twice a year, so, and we see Matthew three times a year, so
three or four,
and now you can see them like seven times each, right? So they kind of get under your skin more.
Oh yeah, well, and just after we had Calgary in that play-in series too, it's all the stuff that happened there. But yeah,
the craziest thing is the Senators might be better than the Flames.
Oh, I know. I'm pretty surprised that the Flames, especially after signing, I figured once they signed Markstrom, I was like, I think they're going to compete for top in the division. But what a bad year for them.
Yes, you're working with the Winnipeg Ice right now, and how's that whole bubble thing in Regina going?
So far, so good for them. They won yesterday, beat Regina 5-2. That Connor Bedard's only 15 years old. He got another two assists, leads the whole league in scoring in the dub. So he's ridiculous. He's like Connor McDavid out there, and he's half the age of half the kids he's playing against. But he's been real good. But the Ice have been great. lots of injuries on their back end, and they're still getting it done. So they're still chasing Brandon in Saskatoon, but they're one of the top three teams, and they got 12 games left. And so far, just nice to see all those kids getting to play. So it's been fun to cover them, actually.
Yeah, so, yeah, it's interesting how you can't, like, Nigger and Regina can't really play in their home arena, right? So they're playing on the
break. Yeah, I'm watching it on the feed, right? Mitch Peacock's there. He's calling the game live in the ring. Yeah. But the rest of it is all done here in Winnipeg, all by streaming, so.
So as I see somewhere, like the Pats are staying in the suites at the Brandt Center. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, and then everybody else is in the dorms at the university, so it's pretty small rooms, and they're happy to get to the rink to play, I think, because they got nothing else to do when they're there.
Yeah. So, yeah, so I was out there for the Heritage Classic almost 2 years ago, so it's going to have a Regina Pats Arena there connected to the whole iconic Iceplex deal, and then they have the football stadium right there, too.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Kevin, I was going to ask, since you cover the ice, was there anything you heard in terms of Matthew Savoy this season? I know he's not with the team, but was there any plans that he was going to join the team at some point? I was just kind of curious because...
USHL started earlier, right? And he wanted get playing. And get out on the ice. So they were about a month and a half ahead. So he already had about 14, 15 games in by the time the Dub got going. So he had to find a place to play. And so he committed to them for the year. So he can't come back till his team's eliminated, which means the bubble will be over in Regina. So he won't play for the ice this year. They still have his rights, and he could still jump back and play in the Dub next year, which would make them ridiculous because they got a 15-year-old in Zach Benson who's been really good. And Connor Geeky. He's only 16. He's been good. They had a 16-year-old goalie. Well, he just turned 17 because he just had a birthday, but he's an 04. He's been really good in this Daniel Hauser kid. So they're stacked. Like, if they had Savoy, they'd be even better because right now they still have Krebs and McLennan playing. I don't think, you know, Krebs for sure won't be back next year. McLennan might be as an overager, but he's a late-round pick of Philly. But, yeah, it'd be scary good. So Savoy's had a good year, point of game in the USHL. And so, you know, kind of cross your fingers that they can come back and have a stacked team next year would be fun for a whole season, right?
Yeah, for sure. Any? Do you have any updates on Lambos? Just kind of curious about.
No, nothing official. The team just said that he had a medical procedure, so he had some kind of surgery, right? They kind of said it was minor. It's not going to affect him long term or anything like that. And I think it was get it done now so it doesn't mess you up for the draft and any combine or anything. Hopefully he's ready for that. But he played some games in Finland this year. So they have, he played two games in the Dub bubble before he left. And clearly he was hurt. He didn't look like himself. But he played, I think it was like 10 or 15 games over in Europe. So he's played a little bit. And like Hockey Canada still invited him to the U18s, even though they know he's hurt and he won't be able to play at the end of the month. So he's still very much on the radar, still, you know, will probably be a first rounder. He's a big defenseman that everybody believes in. So I don't think it's going to hurt him. It's just bad timing that we don't get to watch him, right?
For sure.
Yes, how did you get your start in broadcasting?
Accidentally. the story that I tell people, because it's goofy as it is that when the Jets left in 1996, I was just kind of fluttering around. I went to U of M for a bit after high school, and didn't know what I wanted to do with my life. And so I got mad and said I was moving to a city with a hockey team. My parents said, well, where are you going to move? And I was like, I don't know. I was like, well, Calgary's close. So I'll move to Calgary. They're like, what are you going to do there? I said, well, I'll go to school. And they said, well, what are you going to take in school? So I literally got a college handbook, and I flipped through it at SAIT. And I was like, everything seemed like hard work, like oil refinery engineer and all these things. And I was like, talking? I will do that. That seems easy. So I signed up, and I took my 2-year course there, and I was off and running, and you had to write an essay to get in. and I wrote about my experience at the last Jets game, because I was at that last game against the Red Wings and how mad I was that the team was leaving. That's why I wanted to be a broadcaster, which was kind of true, but not really true. I just really liked hockey, and I thought it'd be the easiest job I could ever do for 25 years, and I was kind of right.
Yeah. So I remember watching you on CTV. That's how I got to know you on CTV, and then you went to TSN.
Yeah, I worked a lot of little places first. My first job was in Kenora.
Yeah.
If you can believe it, they had a little TV station there. And then I went to Brandon. I covered the Wheat Kings and Jordan Tutu when he was playing for the Wheat Kings. And then I went to Red Deer and covered like Dion Phaneuf and Cam Ward and the Rebels when they were real good. And I was there for 4 or 5 years. So covered lots of junior hockey. And then I ended up getting the job offer to come back home to Winnipeg. So that's when I came to CTV, and I was there for like 14 years. It's a long time. I'm old.
Yeah, that's the unfortunate part. We get old. And,
and some people say they get better, but I don't know if I do.
Yeah, so what's your thoughts on the CFL possibly merging with the XFL?
Well, I don't like it, but I don't want the CFL to go away, and I want the Bombers to come back. So if that's what they have to do to survive, then I will suck it up and understand it. But I don't think it's smart. If it's the only option, then I'm okay with it. I just don't think the XFL is proven, right? It never seems to work, any of those leagues in the States. And the CFL has survived for, you know, over 100 years. So you know that somehow they find a way and do it. So they've gone to the States before, right? I lived through the Birmingham Barracudas and the Gold Miners in Sacramento and all those teams. I went and watched those games too. So I hope they don't have to do it to survive. But if they do, I'm okay with it. I'll still go to the games. I'll still cheer for the Bombers.
Yes. It's kind of weird. I don't want them to ruin the CFO product at the same time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Same time, if I get to meet The Rock, then that would be pretty cool, right?
Yeah, I would like that too, you know, I'll say. John, I go back to 90, I think it's 92 or 93, where Gretzky and John Candy were the owner of the Argonauts and he won the Grey Cup.
Yeah. Rocket Ismail. Somebody threw a beer at him in Winnipeg, remember that?
No.
I was in the stands for those games. It was a long time ago.
So... yeah, it's different, you know, like, hopefully, I like going to Bomber games and seeing, you know, like, hopefully, I like to bug the Riders fans, you know, like.
Yeah, me too, except don't do it on the radio, they tend to get mean and they come after you.
Yeah. So, what's your favorite John Candy movie?
Favorite John Candy movie? I have a bunch. Uncle Buck would be up there, but Planes, Trains, and Automobiles probably my favorite.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. And then I liked his cameo in National Lampoon's too.
Yeah.
But yeah, Automobiles probably.
Pretty much anything. I watched all SCTV shows when I was a kid, so.
Yeah,
I don't mind.
It's funny.
I don't mind Cool Runnings.
What's that, Don?
I don't mind Cool Runnings. That's pretty good.
Oh, yeah. Forgot about that.
It was filmed partly in Alberta, too.
Yeah, Calgary.
Yeah.
I've been to Jamaica. I like Jamaica.
Yeah.
They didn't ask me to go on the bobsleigh team, but I liked it.
You just need a lucky egg.
Yeah, exactly.
And Nagoda is a... hopefully starting soon in May.
Yeah, for sure. Actually, the general manager, Andrew Collier, lives in my neighborhood. He stopped by the other day and said hi and gave me a good report that they're going to be up and running. And sounds like they're all going to get vaccinated because they're playing in the States and they'll try to figure out the border and all that stuff. So it looks good for the Goldeyes. They should have a season this year. So, and they played last year, so they found a way.
Milwaukee has a weird team name, the Milkmen.
that doesn't intimidate you?
No.
I like the T-Bones, except they changed their name this year.
Yeah. There's also a team in the league, Yeah, I don't know. Is it? It's a very like minor league baseball name that I just love because it's not. I mean, also not particularly intimidating. You know, the Chicago team is literally named after hot dogs. So
yeah,
but, that's what I love about. That's what I love about minor league baseball is all these silly names. You know, you look at affiliated teams like the Yard Goats and the Grasshoppers.
So
yeah.
What's your favorite music genre?
Oh, well, I don't know. I listen to different music. Depends what kind of mood I'm in.
Yeah,
I'm old, so I like 80s hair metal because that's what I grew up on. Slow dance, too, with girls at school when I was at Sock Hops. So that's got a place in my heart. I like old school punk rock music. I liked skateboarding when I was a kid, so I like a lot of that music. I still listen to all the old stuff, not so much new stuff. I can't keep up.
So like Guns N' Roses and stuff like that.
Sure, I went to all those concerts when I was a kid. Camped out at the U of M to get tickets to see Guns N' Roses, and they were 3 hours late because Axl was busy in Winnipeg.
Busy in Winnipeg.
Get some friends to visit.
Yeah. Yeah, he brought a few of them back to the concert. It was, they good dancers. They had skills.
Are you listening to like Nickelback and stuff like that? ZZ Top?
Not so much. Jim Toth took me to a Nickelback concert for my birthday, though, because he's from Alberta and he's friends with those guys. Yeah. So when they came through, he took me to the concert because they came on my birthday. So I went to see Nickelback for my birthday. I can happily admit to that.
Was it 2017?
Yeah, probably. Sounds about right.
Yeah. And
my 16th birthday.
16th? Yes. And then I like their opening band, too. Like, before they got on the stage there.
I can't even remember who it was. I don't even know if I got there in time for the opening band.
The band who sings "I Want You to Want Me."
Cheap Trick?
Yeah, Cheap Trick, yeah.
Oh, Cheap Trick's good, yeah.
Yeah, they open for, they're pretty good too. So
yeah,
for me,
no doubt.
Whatever mood I'm in, I listen to whoever, right?
Exactly. I listen, my kids just make me listen to Disney music now. That's what I listen to. I don't have a say. I don't get to watch my own shows, my own movies, play my own music. Life as a dad, it's difficult, man.
Hey, you know the lyrics to "I Want to Build a Snowman"?
Oh, I sure do. But I'm not going to sing it for you.
No?
You don't need those ratings on your podcast. No, I'm a terrible singer. No karaoke for me. I can't do it.
No. Okay. Thanks for coming on, you guys.
Awesome. Done. This was fun.
Yeah,
for sure. Yep. For having me, Don. Nice to meet you, Kevin.
You bet. We'll do it again sometime.
Yeah, sounds good.
Hey.
This show is brought to you by Esdaile Printing. For nearly 40 years, Esdaile has been your source for banners, decals, signs, and your company needs. Check them out at 207 DeBatt Street in Winnipeg or online at esdaileprinting.com. You can also follow them on Twitter at Esdaile Printing or on Facebook.
My next guest is a Canadian professional football player who's currently playing for the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. Please welcome Drew Walikowski.
Walikowski, yeah, man, good job. That's it.
And so you're a Canadian resident now? For a few years.
My mom is from Montreal, so I actually was able to get citizenship when coming up to Canada about 3 years ago, so I'm actually a dual citizen. Been up to Canada a lot when I was a kid, and obviously back now, so it's kind of a full cool circle kind of vibe.
That's pretty cool. And you went to the University of Minnesota.
Yep, Golden Gophers, man. Big Ten football.
Yeah, so your big rivalries with like Wisconsin and that stuff like
Penn State, big stadiums, man. Crazy games, crazy.
Yeah, so, so you won the 2019 Grey Cup. How did that feel?
Really, really cool, man. I mean, it's a moment that I can't always describe with words. Just to see the people, you know, waiting at the airport when we got back, to see the people on Portage coming out and supporting their team, man. I think that really hit us, how important that game was. And, you know, I don't think a lot of guys really knew, coming from the different states, you know, Alabama, the South, the West Coast. Like, we didn't always see CFL football, but to see the way that Winnipeg reacted, that really made it worth it for us, you know, besides being a game that we put so much work into to get to, you know, besides all that, it was a personal, but it was also a community win, which is really cool.
Yes, we've been winning since 1990, so everyone was happy that we finally broke that goose egg for that many years. So,
yeah, 29 years. That's a long time. Man, that's older than I am. I can't even imagine. Whole life. Plus right. 3 years, man. It's crazy.
So, I was 4 years old when they won it then, so.
Man, remember that.
So, yes. And you started how was that whole playoff experience going from playing Calgary, playing Saskatchewan, the biggest rival, to the Bombers?
Yeah, to Hamilton. Yeah. Dude, it was intense, man. I think we came out with the right energy, though. We had a losing streak in the regular season, and then we came into the playoffs, you know, with a head of steam. Caleros coming in the last game, us beating Calgary at home. Some explosive plays in that game, going to Calgary the week later, knowing that's where the Grey Cup would be, but knowing that we have to first beat a really good opponent, one that we always have trouble with in the playoffs. And the way we kind of kept close till half, kept fighting back, and then absolutely came out, charged up in the second half, I think we were ready to go further than we had in the past, especially beating Calgary. That was big for us. And yeah, we kind of shut down the entire Calgary offense, and we prevailed with quite a significant win. And then going into Sask, man, that was a crazy game. That game gave me heart palpitations. Like, I'm sure everyone felt that. With the last minute drives, the 3rd-and-1 stops at the goal line, the uncertainty, the, oh, we won, oh, wait, no, we didn't win. Did we win? Did we not win at the end? It was a lot. It was a lot to process. Really close game. Some key plays changed the whole game. And luckily enough, we had just that one more play to win. So that was huge for us. I think that was a block that Winnipeg's faced, is that semifinal. So to finally break through that in the way we did, like, it felt right. I think we just kept that energy going into the Grey Cup. And honestly, the Grey Cup, shoot, we stomped Hamilton, man. It wasn't even close.
Yeah, we got that momentum beating Saskatchewan.
And bring it,
yeah, so.
We kept snowballing. Like, we just were getting stronger and stronger, and I think we got took for granted by Hamilton. I think they thought they would just beat us a third time, no problem, and they were shocked when we came punching.
Yeah, third time's the charm, right?
It is, yeah. Right? So, we knew we could beat them, man.
So you're good friends with Klebler. So how did it feel watching him down in Arizona playing for the Cardinals?
Man, so cool. I told him from day one, man, you deserve this. You work so hard. I remember talking to him during camp, and he wasn't even getting any reps when it first started. And by the third week, he's calling me saying he's getting second string reps. And he's like, I'm pretty sure I'm going to be the second string quarterback. And I'm just like, man, that is a dream freaking come true. Like, take that in, and you deserve that, man. Like, you truly do. Of all the people I know, you belong there. And so that was really cool to see, man. To see someone live out their dream like that, it's beautiful.
So what's your thoughts about the coming season?
I've got a lot of thoughts, bro. But what do I know? I don't know anything. I'm hoping we play, man. I miss my teammates. I miss my fans, bro. I miss those games, that energy. We all do. We all need that back.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, from the fans' perspective, I want you guys back and playing. And,
yeah, dude. Thank you.
Yeah, so we gave us something to watch during the summertime, and you know, giving the riders a hard time.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So, you have a concert coming up on April the 20th.
Yeah, I got a little show April the 20th at Burt Cummings Theater. I'm doing a live set, about 45 minutes. I'm really excited about that, man. The music has definitely been taken off here and been really welcomed into the community of musicians, and I really appreciate that. City's been good to me, man. It's helped me grow up a lot. I can't wait to play that. I'll be sending links out on my Instagram, which is Drew William Walatarski, underscores between those names, and through Facebook, which is just Drew Walatarski. Yeah, I'll make sure people find it. Maybe even I'll email it to you, and you could put it in the link with the video when it comes out.
Yeah.
Cool.
And how did you get into the whole singing part of things?
In the singing?
Yeah.
That's a good question, dude. I started actually out here in Winnipeg. I picked up a guitar 3 years ago, and I just went to work, man. I went to work day and night. Had all these off seasons to play and practice. I just really love guitar. I love to play music. I can't even imagine my life without it. It's, I don't know how I didn't do it before, honestly. But that's been a wild ride. So 3 years later, man, I bought my own studio equipment. I've been mixing and producing my own music. I just released an EP called Room, in February. That was a big step for me. I'm releasing two new songs this month, on the 16th, in just about a week and a half. So man, it's been a good learning journey, and how I got into it, and I just love to sing and play, so kept doing that, and the rest is history.
And how are you enjoying Winnipeg?
Some parts I like, some parts I don't. I think we all hate this quarantine stuff, man. I think Winnipeg would be a lot more fun if it was open.
Yeah.
I've been here for the good years, man, and we've had fun here, dude. I love the summers here. I'm loving the weather already turning. Winter was hard, I won't lie to you. Winter was tough, but that was my first winter here.
Yeah.
I wouldn't recommend it to my California friends, but you know, you guys are definitely more used to it than I am. You guys have all the right gear. I was still without a box heater this year, so I had to learn that the hard way. I had to get one of those installed. I'll be better prepared if I have to do it again. That's for damn sure.
Oh yeah, so if you're not used to the weather in Winnipeg during the winter, it's tough.
It's tough. It's yeah. Especially it's dangerous cold.
Especially when we had that week where it's like -50 below, and
you can't go outside because it's painful. Trust me.
Oh yeah.
Didn't love that.
So. What's your favorite spot to tour around Winnipeg?
I like the Exchange District a lot.
Yeah.
I think they got a lot of cool art shops. Creatory Studio is where I go for some photo shoots sometimes with Dave Swazicki, another fellow Winnipeg artist. And, yeah, man, I like the scene down there. Cool bookshops, cool music shops, cool hat shop, the Haberdashery down there. That's where I get all my hats. It's a good spot, man. It's a nice vibe.
Yeah, so I like. Yeah, the Sambo Park is pretty good, and the Forks, and
yeah, the Forks is cool. I like that. In the winter, though, River was really fun. That was a really cool thing they do here in Winnipeg for the winter, man. That keeps people occupied. That's nice.
Yeah. So, have you taken up any skating during the winter time?
I did. Yeah, I actually bought some skates this year, man. It's pretty fun.
It's totally different between cleats and skates, eh?
Oh my God. I did used to skate when I was younger. I used to go to the ice rink because I'm from California. We didn't have outside ice rinks, but my dad played hockey. He's from Quebec, so you know he played hockey. So he'd bring us skating. So I actually did learn to skate before I came here, but I didn't have skates here until just recently. So that was fun to get back into. So I at least knew what I was doing a little bit.
So that's pretty good. And hopefully we can get the season back up for you and and you go out there and defend that title.
Right, man. We're still champs 2 years in a row, baby.
Yeah. So I made a bet with a customer of mine. He's a big Riders fan. So I made a bet with him. Whoever wins the Grey Cup, that person has to wear that opposing team's jersey. So you guys won, so he had to wear a Bombers jersey, and he wasn't happy about it.
For how long?
For the day.
For a day, that's nothing, man. That's a nice thing of you.
Yeah, so yeah, I was bugging.
So what's your what do you do for work, bro?
I work retail.
Nice, man. Cool.
Yeah, so
right on.
Yeah, so I was bugging about being a case of Pilsner. That's Pilsner's from Saskatchewan. A case of Pilsner as being 13. So
hell yeah, dude, I love it.
Yeah. So
it's awesome. Love the rivalry.
Yeah. Thanks for coming on.
Yeah, my pleasure, man. Thanks for having me, bro. Okay. Appreciate it.
So, for the listeners out there, take a listen, 420.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Thanks for coming on.
All right. See you, man. Yeah, Good talking to you. Yeah,
go Bombers.
Later.
Thanks for listening to the Front Row Podcast. Download the show on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts. Contact us on Twitter or Instagram at Podcast Front Row and join in the conversation. Catch us next time on the Front Row Podcast.